Welcome to day 13 of our 21-day fast, where we've been looking at several ways God works through the scriptures in our lives as we're making our way through the great Psalm 119. Today I'll be reading the section of verses found in Psalm 119, verses 105 to 112. These verses say, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. I have taken an oath and confirmed it that I will follow your righteous laws. I have suffered much. Preserve my life, O Lord, according to your word. Accept, O Lord, the willing praise of my mouth and teach me your laws. Though I constantly take my life in my hands, I will not forget your law. The wicked have set a snare for me, but I've not strayed from your precepts. Your statutes are my heritage forever. They are the joy of my heart. My heart is set on keeping your decrees to the very end." Now, our verse of particular focus today is the well-known verse. Some of you will remember the little chorus from verse 105, which says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path." And if you've ever been someplace where you were in the dark, you know how great it can be to have a little light to illumine the way. I remember years ago in the Dominican Republic, having left the resort at about 4 a.m. for our return flight home. Shortly into the nearly hour trip to the airport, I mean in the dead black of night, a tire blew on the taxi we were riding in. There was no way we could see anything to try and change that tire. I mean, there weren't street lights. We were in pitch black. But someone, if I remember right, had a little pen light on their keychain. And even though dim, we were able to get just enough light from that to able to get that car jacked up, get the tire changed, and still make it to the airport in order to make our flight. Another time in Mammoth Cave, Mammoth, Kentucky, deep in the heart of that cave, the tour guide had us all stand still as he extinguished the light. And I remember thinking, wow. The darkness was literally palpable. You could feel it. There was no way anyone could have found their way out of that cave. Moreover, it would have been dangerous for anyone to even try to find their way out due to some of the deep drop-offs and such that were in that cave. But see, turn on the light. And when that happens, the darkness flees and the light provides clear direction for what lies immediately in front of your feet and what lies down the path as well. In the same way, God uses his word to guide us. When his word says, don't go that way, don't do that, see, we can rely on its illumination to lead us aright. And when his word says, hey, this is the direction to go, do this, we can trust its guidance. And how many times have I gone to his word for guidance over the years? How many times has my troubled heart been set at peace when the illumination of his word gave light to my path? So I wonder today, where do you need God's guidance today? Maybe his guidance in a relationship. You know, even as I was preparing this specific devotional, a text came across my phone from a young lady saying that God had given her guidance on a relational matter, letting her know that she needed to forgive someone who had deeply hurt her in a Bible study several years ago. She thought she had forgiven them, but God kept bringing his name to mind, so she knew she needed to address it. In her Bible study the next morning, God nudged her hard to publicly address it, and she said immediately the tension in her neck left. And she said the other person had no idea how hurt I had been by what had happened, but she said many tears were shed and long overdue hugs given. I thought, wow. Praise God for how his word was a lamp to her feet and a light to her path relationally. See, that's the kind of guidance he gives. Maybe you need guidance in knowing how to deal with a problem at work. Maybe it's guidance for a financial purchase. So take some time today and jot down the specific issue for which you need guidance. And then ask the Lord to shine his light on that situation. And just know this as well, that one of the ways you'll know you're walking in his light is that you will have peace in your soul. The Bible says in Colossians 3:15, let the peace of God rule in your hearts. So when his light informs a decision, ask yourself, do I feel the peace of God? See, that's what he wants for you this day as you walk in his light. So you have a great day. Yes, walking in his peace and walking in his light.